Don't Laugh at Giraffe, written and illustrated by Rebecca Bender, read by me, Rosemary. When you hear this sound, turn the page. No one would argue that giraffe and bird are an odd pair. Spat, scrap, and squabble, they almost always get on each other's nerves. The funny thing is, you rarely see them apart. Take this morning, for example. The bird wakes up extra early and performs his chirpiest song. Tweeta, lululu, tweeta, lululu. The sound of the bird chirping inspires the giraffe to clear his long, phlegmy throat. Aha, ta, ga, he, eh. The sound of the giraffe clearing his throat sparks the bird to flutter around the giraffe's sensitive neck. He, 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 he. To escape the flurry of fluttering, the ticklish giraffe breaks into a trot. When the bird sees the giraffe trot, he can't help but race after him. When the giraffe senses the bird swoop after him, he scrambles to go faster than his legs will allow. It doesn't take long before... squonk, oof, thump! All that hurrying leaves them both very thirsty. At the pond, the water is much lower than usual. The bird doesn't notice. He tosses the water in the air and enjoys a refreshing drink. The giraffe does notice. He stands at the water's edge and tries to figure out a way to quench his thirst without getting his hooves wet. First, the giraffe reaches down and stretches out his flexible tongue as far as he can. Ah, clack, clack! This gets him a cackle from the flamingo, but no water. Next, he extends his neck, stretches out his tongue, and squats down as low as he can. This gathers a howl from the hippo, some cheeps from the bird, but still no water. Oh, hoo, hoo, cheep, cheep, chirrup. Last, he sticks out his tail for balance, extends his neck, and does the splits. Finally, he can feel water on the tip of his tongue. That's when the zebra joins in. He guffaws, the flamingo cackles, the hippo howls, and the bird cheeps. Cheep, cheep, chirrup, ah, clack, clack, clack. Oh, hoo, hoo, hee-yah! All the cackles, howls, guffaws, and cheeps make the giraffe nervous. When the giraffe is nervous, his knees tremble. He trembles and reaches and trembles and reaches until, sploosh! The only thing louder than the giraffe hitting the water is the roar of laughter from the four hecklers. No one but the bird notices the giraffe slink away, still thirsty, but too embarrassed to stick around. Ho, 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 hee-yah, ah, clack, clack, clack. The giraffe finds a nearby puddle. His ears are droopy, his eyes are misty, and his nose is sniffly as he laps at the muddy water. Sniff, sniff. The bird is sorry to see the giraffe so unhappy. He has some thinking to do. How can he make things right? Luckily, The bird comes up with his best ideas under pressure. Come with me, giraffe. I have a plan. Back at the pond, the zebra spots the giraffe first. Hee-yah! Hee-yah! Well, that's all it takes for the giraffe's knees to tremble. Just when he is about to slink away again, out pops the bird. Tweeta lulu, tweeta lulu, ah clack clack, hee-yah, hee-yah, oh hoo-hoo, tweeta lulu, tweeta lulu, hayuk, hayuk. Everyone laughs, even the giraffe laughs. The silly-looking bird makes the giraffe feel better about looking silly. Anyone can see that the bird loves the attention, but at least everyone has a laugh. And the giraffe finally has a drink. Best of all, the giraffe isn't afraid to get his hooves wet anymore. The end.